Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Last year, Irish Water spent about 7 million euro to get rid of what's known as ragging, which means items thrown into our sewage network that shouldn't be there. These items cause thousands of blockages every year, putting further strain on our creeping pipe system. On the line is Dr. Tom Curran from UCD School of Biosystems and Food Engineering. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hello, Sean.
We do hear, I mean, and one only hears of these things when they're very dramatic, about fatbergs and that they're enormous. Does the Irish system, do we get fatbergs, albeit smaller ones?
Yes, there's a fatberg lurking underground very close to everybody at the moment. We get plenty of blockages all over the country in Ireland, but we don't really hear about them because they tend to be quite small. I've had experience of having blockages in my own sewage system at home as well, and many people do around the country as well. Where you have a lot of people living in cities and urban areas, you tend to get more problems, especially where you have a lot of restaurants nearby each other. They emit certain amounts of fats, oils and grease waste, and then if people add wet wipes and other sanitary products, the problem can become a little bit bigger, and these blockages are often known as fatbergs, made of fat, oil and grease and sanitary products.
How do they get rid of these blockages?
Well, the challenge is to prevent them happening in the first place. So in Dublin, they've actually a very successful fats, oils and grease inspection program to reduce the amount of grease that comes down from restaurants, from their kitchens, after they clean off their dishes, etc. So it's important that restaurants have grease traps and they prevent the grease going down the sewer, and to have a maintenance program to make sure they're cleaned out on a regular basis. But I suppose from an individual level, it's also important that we all don't start putting down wet wipes and other sanitary products to flushing them down the toilet.
Yeah, a lot of offenders there. Just to stick with the restaurants for a moment, is it legal to pour oil or fat down a toilet?
No, it's not. It's not legal. Restaurants in Dublin, in particular, they have a discharge license, so what they can emit down their sewer is highly regulated, and they require licenses, and they must meet the requirements of their license. So inspectors would visit the restaurants in Dublin probably 2 to 3 times a year to make sure that their grease traps are working and that they have records where they can show the dockets where they've collected their waste and got it taken away by a licensed company.
Mm. And wet wipes, and funny enough, we were having a conversation outside about this, and one member of the team was saying that there are a kind of a face wet wipe which says you can put it down the toilet. Does that necessarily mean you should put it down the toilet?
Absolutely not. You should not put anything down the toilet except the 3 P's, which is pee, poo and paper. Mm. And there are companies that might label wet wipes as flushable. Technically, they are flushable, as in they will disappear when you flush them down the toilet, but they don't disappear. They're going to end up probably blocking the sewer, building up over time, along with other things in the sewer that can cause these blockages.
Yeah, and our sewage system, is our sewage system particularly old?
Well, in the cities, like in the city of Dublin, for example, you know, the sewer system, parts of it would be well over 100, 150 years old. And it's only in the modern suburbs that you would get newer pipelines installed. And obviously, when they upgraded the Lewis and where there are major construction works in the city centres, they would tend to upgrade the sewers where it's useful as well at the same time.
Mm. Is there anything like a monitoring system or, you know, by a monitoring system is when the water starts coming back up the toilet, that's when we know there's a blockage?
Yeah, unfortunately, the sewer system in general has not been invested in, and that's not just in Ireland but worldwide. You know, people would generally be very careful about their drinking water to make sure it's clean coming in through the taps, but there's been less, hardly any investment over the years in sewage collection systems. but hopefully that will change. I've been working on a system to try and detect these blockages occurring, and I was awarded a Fulbright scholarship to spend some time in the US in North Carolina State University last summer. So I installed preliminary sensor system to see can we detect these blockages occurring by monitoring the levels within the sewer. There's still quite a bit of work to be done, but it does look promising.
Mm. And though for the people who have to go down into the sewer to break up these blockages, is it kind of dangerous for them to do this?
Oh yes, extremely dangerous. The people in London, for example, those people have the nickname of flushers. So often the job of flushing has been passed on from generation to generation. So you would be required to wear safety gear, overalls, obviously, but also hydrogen sulfide monitors. So hydrogen sulfide is an extremely dangerous gas. It's rapidly lethal at very small concentrations, and this hydrogen sulfide forms in sewers, and if somebody goes down into it, they can die very suddenly in the space of seconds or minutes.
Crikey. Is there some forms of legislation not too far away? Certainly I know Europe is making noises about this.
Yes, well, I suppose in general, you have the fibres in the wet wipes, they're of synthetic nature. So there's been a lot of work done recently at a European level to ban plastics, and wet wipes would come under that ban. So I suppose the message is really from an education point of view to only flush the three P's, pee, poo and paper. If anything else is probably going to cause a blockage or some damage down the line. There's also some lawsuits happening in the US, for example, where companies that label their wet wipes as flushable on the package outside, they're being taken to court by cities across the US, suing them for damage caused to their sewage systems if people are flushing these wet wipes down the toilet. Also, there's been new companies that have been starting up in the US. For example, there's one company that has a product called Dude Wipes, and these are, as the name suggests, for men. And again, that's encouraging men to use wet wipes and flush them down the toilet as well. So we need to get away from that and encourage people just to keep wet wipes separately and just put them into your bin.
Right, the three P's. Keep that in mind, folks. Tom,
right.
Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Dr. Tom Curran, who's a lecturer at UCD School of Biosystems and Food Engineering.